USA Radio News.
Consider her warned. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm has been admonished not to get involved in partisan politics while acting in her official capacity. According to a conservative watchdog group, the Office of Special Counsel said Granholm explicitly endorsed Democratic Party candidates during an October 6th interview in her official capacity with media outlet Marie Claire. During the interview, Granholm remarked that it was, quote, good news, unquote, voters gave Democrats majority control of the House and Senate in 2020. Granholm quickly backpedaled her response. Prominent conservative groups are urging Congress to pass the Heartbeat Protection Act, which would protect the unborn nationwide from abortions after 6 weeks of gestation. In addition, the groups want to end funding streams that support the abortion lobby. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Voters headed to the polls in several states on Tuesday.
As we are roughly 2.5 months away from the midterm elections, early voting starting day, voters are heading to the polls in a number of states. They will be deciding primary races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. In all, there will be 9 Democrat primaries we'll watch closely and 21 GOP contests with equal importance. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite public backlash and escalating crime that spiked 137% earlier in the year. The budget for the next 2 fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to 5 fewer LA County Sheriff's deputies on patrol. The council did approve increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? Reporter Tim Berg gives us a clue.
Something strange. The sequel for Ghostbusters Afterlife is getting a release date. The characters will head back to New York City and the Ghostbusters firehouse after spending the entirety of Afterlife in a small town in Oklahoma. There's no word on which actors will be teaming up to fight ghosts in the sequel. Ghostbusters Afterlife 2 will hit the big screen December 20th, 2023. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Secret Service says it will cooperate with the January 6th House Committee. This after a former White House aide claimed she'd heard that Donald Trump lunged at a driver inside a presidential car and demanded that he be taken to the Capitol. According to reports, agents are prepared to go before Congress to flatly contradict the aide's story of an enraged Trump determined to get to the Capitol as a security breach was taking place there. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel recommends that COVID-19 vaccines should get an updated formula for the fall. The panel voted 19-2 on Tuesday that it's time to update vaccines to provide better protection against the Omicron variant. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.